listening to?
Shut the hell up. I'm listening to the Noise Cast.
What is the Noise Cast?
I said shut up.
Hello and welcome to the Noisecast, episode 17, where you can find us at thenoisecast.com as well as twitter.com/noisecast. On tonight's episode, we have our fearless leader, Agrippa.
Hello.
Trusty sidekick, Gonzo Ryder.
Drinking wine out of a beer mug.
Artiste extraordinaire, Kaiser Maghead.
Good to be here.
Windows Phone 7 fanboy and live tweeter, Kevlar Menace.
I just woke up and I haven't put pants on yet.
And resident asshole and gamer, Vito number 9.
I'm back, bitches!
Welcome to another lovely episode after our 1 week vacation. A lot has happened in the last 2 weeks, so we'll dig right in. First and foremost being iPhone for Verizon. Pre-orders started the other day, broke all of Verizon's previous phone ordering records, set to hit stores this week.
But did anyone else notice that they didn't actually post a number? I mean, I don't doubt that it sold, you know.
I don't know what kind of American you are, but I do not deal in concrete facts. I deal in all sorts of random ideas and thoughts about we are better than you.
Word. But I mean, you know, considering that the best opening day on Verizon ever doesn't come anywhere close to like your average new iPhone day, it still doesn't say much. But yes, I agree. Let's be nebulous.
Well, I think the biggest launch of Verizon was probably the either the Droid or the Razr, and I'm guessing that, you know, maybe a couple hundred thousand, a couple ten thousand in the numbers. So I'm guessing if they hit 50,000 iPhones, they've set a new record for one day.
Yeah, but wasn't there talk about how many people on Verizon want to switch? I believe Gonzo wrote the article about that.
Yeah.
Yes, Vito. I set you up for that one.
Kind of blows my mind. Yes, and talk to us, Vito.
I'm getting to the point where human stupidity doesn't even surprise me anymore. It's like I expect it. I'm more surprised when I don't see stupid shit happening. These are the same people, like I said on the response to Gonzo's article, these are the same people that are going to be bitching in 6 months. They're going to be the ones that are complaining that the price on their precious iPhone 4 went down and Apple had the audacity to release the new one just 5 months after they bought theirs. Well, it's what you get for being fucking retarded.
Exactly.
I'm not so sure, but I mean, I know a few people would be like that, but not all of them. I know some people who actually wanted an iPhone, but the only reason they never actually did bother to get it was because they were on Verizon, and they flat out refused to go to AT&T. Some were always on Verizon, or some actually came to Verizon a long time ago from AT&T and just wouldn't go back. And
but
so,
why can't you
like,
wait a few months? Like, yeah, you're already there. You already have a phone. Why don't you just wait a few months and then get the new one instead of getting yesterday's trash that's coming to Verizon as their new prize?
Or if you really want yesterday's trash, wait a few months and get it for $100 less than what you're going to pay today.
Well, that's true. But then again, not a lot of these people who don't follow these stories don't know that are still not aware of the general cycle of updates. I mean, some will be pissed off. Some will be like, "Eh, whatever. My phone works for me. It'll be fine." And you know, you have people who have like me. I still have my 3GS. You know, it wouldn't have mattered to me when, you know, I got my phone just before, maybe months before the iPhone 4 came out. And I was like, fuck it, I don't care. You know, I needed a phone anyway. And, you know, I know people will be jumping the gun, and but I don't think a lot of people will think it's that big a deal. And really, well, it really depends on what Apple does with the iPhone 5. If it'll be anything particularly, like, special or way different, I doubt that it will be.
It'll be slightly better than the iPhone 4.
Yeah, but
it's slightly. The indication.
Yeah, like this. I don't think this design that they just came out with is going to change much anytime soon.
Well, then, I mean, just kind of to follow up on that, what would you like to see, any of you, in the iPhone 5? Like, what would make it worthy to move from 4 to 5?
Nothing. I don't think there's anything they can do that would actually make me care about it.
There isn't really that much going on with the iPhone 4 that you'd really like. I mean, if you would think of something to be improved, I kind of wish, after using things like an Evo or the HD2 and stuff like that, I actually do kind of wish that Apple made a slightly larger variant of it. I know they never will. They just have the iPad and the iPhone. But I wouldn't mind like a 4-inch display iPhone.
Well, I think they've pretty much hit capacity on what they could do hardware-wise. The only thing I would love to see is the 128 gigabyte flash storage that was released last year, which no doubt is going to be coming to the iPod in September. I wouldn't be surprised if they put that on the iPhone. But I mean, a better camera. It's really hard to say whether they could do hardware-wise as much as they could do software to make it more, I guess, transparent between macOS and iOS.
Yeah. I mean, possibly more capacity in terms of storage and memory, and maybe the better camera. But yeah, other than that, there really isn't much to
go by. I guess NFC is probably the big thing they're going to do, maybe.
But there's nothing that they could do to get me to buy another iPhone. But it wouldn't hurt them to make it so that it accepts micro SD cards. Really, how hard is that?
I would like to see removable memory.
Well, hopefully,
I think that's just a great thing.
If the iPad 2 does provide a micro SD slot, we might see it in the iPhone 5. It would make sense, you know?
And another thing I'd like to see them do software-wise is let people put apps into the App Store that improve on something that's already, like, improve on Safari. That mobile browser isn't that great. You know, let them put something else in. But that's not allowed.
Is Opera still available on iTunes? In the App Store?
Yes, Opera Mini, Skyfire, and I believe, is it Perfect Browser, that's what it's called, I think.
Well, that's kind of a misleading name.
See, I used Opera Mini when I still had my iPhone, and I was not impressed.
Yeah, neither was. I mean, they actually did make a few updates since then that improved things like scrolling, because that was one of the things that was really terrible on Opera. I haven't used it recently because updates were really slow going and it was still pretty glitchy, and it just became like, you know, it tried my patience too much. But it wasn't too bad.
If Opera made one that was awesome, better than Safari, would it be in the App Store? No.
Probably not. Maybe. Well, I mean, who knows?
Well, here's the thing about Opera Mini is that Opera Mini, I mean, its main focus is for people that are bandwidth conscious and want faster load speeds, because all it does is it compresses everything in its own servers and then shoots it back to the phone. So it all happens on Opera's server end, whereas Safari and stuff like that, they give you what you see on your phone is what you actually get. Whereas Opera Mini, if you type something in into a text box, odds are that the whole page will refresh as it sends the info to the server and sends it all back to you again. And half the time,
but you look at Android, and they have the default Android browser, and then there's Dolphin. Dolphin is better than the default Google browser.
It is, but it operates exactly the same. I mean, it doesn't compress anything server side. Everything works on the client side of the phone.
Yeah.
Well, if I can see the speed increase, there wasn't much of one. If there was one at all, maybe I just didn't recognize it. But as far as being bandwidth conscious, if you've got an iPhone, you're going to have what's the minimum now?
200 megs is the minimum they'll go.
Okay, so a 200 meg, if you're the kind of person that's going to be blowing through 200 megs on a phone, it's the Opera browser isn't going to be something you want anyway.
No, because that's a single app over the air, or not a single app, but that's, you know, a few apps over the air, surfing, updating Twitter, Facebook, looking at pictures.
Or if you're just using it for, like, emails and shit, then you're not going to go through 200 megs. You don't fucking give a crap about your little web browser anyway.
Because I download all the apps on my phone over Wi-Fi, just because it's faster. But if... And I've already gone through... I think my billing... I'm a week into my billing cycle, and I've already gone through 100 or 218 megs on my phone. And that's not even streaming music or anything.
I think
I would go through like 2 and 3 gigs, and within 3 weeks when I had my iPhone. So, you know, the unlimited data was a big deal for me when I switched.
Well, go ahead, Stephen.
I think that iOS also is a more bandwidth friendly operating system, because I noticed that when I went from my iPhone to my Android, my bandwidth data increased fourfold. I think last month I did about a gig of bandwidth, whereas on my iPhone, the most I ever did was maybe 300 megs in a month. So
you have to remember that your iOS device isn't automatically updating everything over the air. It's not pulling in your contacts. It's not syncing them with Google servers. It's not doing any of that for you.
It is. I never used MobileMe, I mean, except for the trial period, but everything I had, my phones and stuff, was synced with Google and with Facebook all the time.
Yeah, I surf my phone. I mean, I don't surf all day long or anything, but I mean, usually on commute back and forth, I'll surf like Facebook and some other sites. And so far during my billing cycle, it's been just a little over 200 megabytes. I don't stream on Pandora or anything much anymore. So, you know, just light web browsing. I mean, I will never give up my grandfathered unlimited. If AT&T takes it away, then I'm gone. But
well, speaking of the bandwidth usage, Verizon has begun to throttle usage on its smartphone users in preparation for the iPhone 4. Things like adjusting video quality for streaming videos and taxing its heavy internet users with slower speeds that may or may not roll over to your next billing cycle.
Well, that's the top, like the top 5% of people that would account for, right? Roughly.
About, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not going to be like a universal, like, we're going to throttle everyone. It's more like we're just going to throttle all of the top 5% of people who basically hog our bandwidth. I'm not sure how I feel about that. I mean, it's such a low percentage, I guess it's not too big a deal, but I guess, me personally, I would rather just pay more if I'm consuming more data than having my data slowed down, because it's just a pain in the ass.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with Kaiser. I see why they would want to do it, because if people are sitting in the top 5% and they're sucking down that much of the data, it sucks for everybody else. But at the same time, if you're using it to like download torrents and shit, then yeah, fuck you, dude. I'm trying to make a phone call here. But if it's just because you browse a lot, I don't know.
Well, see, now here's the thing: if you're actually doing it on a phone, and using it to tether and download torrents and crap, and that's your main internet connection, I could see them throttling that, unless they sell a larger package for that. Because yeah, if you're going over like 5 gigs a month on your phone usage, that's obviously
Holy
you're cheating
shit.
The system.
Yeah.
But if, I mean, there are people who use mobile bandwidth cards or mobile broadband cards, and they're going to use that much because, you know, that's what they do. They're obviously, they need the internet on the go. They use it for their job, for their lifestyle, whatever. That's how they're going to use it.
So, yeah, I mean, I think if you're using strictly it for the phone people, though.
Oh, is it? I thought it was kind of overall.
Unless I misunderstood it, it was strictly for the people using on the phones, because they understand that people with the mobile cards are going to be using it a lot. At least I hope that's what they mean, because that would suck for people with the mobile broadband.
But doesn't that quote unquote unlimited plan for those cards still come about like a 5 gig soft cap?
Yes.
I believe so, yeah.
Yes.
Is that what you have on yours, Steven? On the Clear?
No, the Clear is unlimited. But, I mean, usually if you go through Verizon or AT&T, there is a cap of about... it depends on the... I think it's anywhere between 2 and 5 gigs, depending on what your carrier offers.
I don't have anything to say about it.
Anyway, I had a quick thought, though. What if the Verizon iPhone is on a one-year update cycle like the AT&T one? And when June rolls around, AT&T will be getting the iPhone 5, but Verizon people have to wait till next February.
That's going to piss off more users than if they release the phone 6 months later. That's going to piss off all the people that waited for it.
Yeah, I don't know if Apple would go for something like
that. You know, I would be surprised if Apple did. Apple might do it, but I think Verizon would be stupid for sticking with them. Because it's, I mean, they're putting a lot of eggs in the basket of Apple. They're advertising it a lot. And then you're always going to be 7 months behind. Not a good time point.
They're just turning AT&T into one big beta tester. And, you know, as the years go on, you know, more of the iPhone's, you know, customer base is going to, they can get their hands on a, you know, switch to Verizon. Like, I mean, AT&T isn't as bad as everyone says, but at this point, they've lost the, you know, they've lost the spirit, the zeitgeist, and it's going to stay. So I don't know if that'll be, I don't know how much of an issue that'll be. I really don't think that'll happen anyway.
If you're just jumping just to get the Verizon iPhone, are you really that loyal of a customer to them? I don't think so.
Well, how many of their customers do they have because of the iPhone?
No, my point was that, you know, with more people leaving, you know, AT&T, that whole AT&T getting it first won't be much of an advantage to AT&T. And people just treat, I mean, for example, think of the issues that the first, you know, the first people to get the iPhone 4 had with AT&T. All of that's solved. I mean, besides the obvious changes, you know, they even fixed the antenna and all that stuff by the time it came to Verizon. So it's always going to be this, you know, if that were to happen, AT&T would be turned into pretty much one big beta sandbox. But that won't happen because it's just not the way Apple behaves. And I do disagree. If Apple decided to behave that way, Verizon would take that shit and eat it. Because at this point, Apple controls the conversation.
All right. Well, on the flip side of things, Honeycomb, Google's Android 3.0 software was officially released. Anybody had a chance to either play around with it or look at the first impressions and give us a rundown?
Isn't that just for tablets?
Yeah, it's...
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it would be weird on a phone. Actually, it might be interesting on a phone, but yeah, it's just for tablets. I think, what is it, Gingerbread is what, you know, is going to be... I think that's going to be the official fork, Gingerbread for phone, Honeycomb for... tablet. It looks good. It doesn't look great. I mean, I don't know. For example, I've noticed everyone seems to be getting real goo-goo over the startup sequence, which doesn't even look that great to me. But
that startup sequence is badass, man. Yeah. I can't use it, but that startup sequence, man, it really gets my balls
turning. I keep rebooting it. Just watch it.
Seriously, look for videos online, and the majority of people are like, oh, Honeycomb's awesome, and you're like, come on. But when you look at the functionality, you find that normal split between Android and iOS, where iOS definitely does the whole the prettier look. They're more concerned with appearances. Where, you know, it almost looks like it looks like Honeycomb. They got their hands on a few, you know, actual, you know, artists to try and plan it out, but, you know, not that much. They focus on engineering. It looks good. It seems the way it functions. I watched the keynote where they, you know, officially unveiled it, and I saw some of the extraordinary things coming out on it. And I'm happy. I'm very happy with it. I look forward to seeing it on tablets. But now that the iPad is starting to get to the second generation, I mean, everyone remembers my criticisms of the iPad. They still stand. To me, the iPad doesn't officially exist. In fact, no Apple product for me officially exists until the second or third generation. So Honeycomb would have won me over from, you know, against the original iPad. But now I have to wait to see the final specs, the final software, everything on the iPad to figure out if Honeycomb really is a hit or if it's software designed to beat the old iPad. If you understand what I mean.
Yeah, that's a good point. I kind of feel the same way about it. Like, okay, I know Honeycomb's out, it looks promising, but what's Apple going to come out with to compete with it? And are they just going to trump it?
Exactly. It's just a few months and, you know, we're going to know. And Honeycomb, however, I mean, we can talk about the hardware. And some of the stuff that, you know, that's gonna be running Honeycomb, I like. I mean, prices, but oh dear, I like. Oh, and also, I might as well admit, I mean, I'm going to say this. I was wrong about Notion Ink. It came out, it looked pretty and everything, but I mean, they don't seem to be having, they're having hardware trouble, you know. It's a small startup compared to, say, Juju. Oh, they're doing way better. And at least they're fixing the issues.
The bar with Juju is pretty low, man.
Didn't the Juju end up selling like a total of like 58 or 158
yeah, products? Yeah, it was like... And meanwhile, they were like, yeah, we're working on the second generation. Just stop. No, Notion Ink wasn't nearly that bad. It you know, they had a few of the stuff that, like, only a couple of people received a few that weren't working. Then a few, when they sent out an update, over-the-air update, it bricked them. But then they sent out a fix, told people how they could fix it. So that's happening. They've stopped the update. So they're fixing the issues as they're propping up, and it is delivering. They got a shipment from their manufacturers with broken screens, which, you know, that tells you they use a cheap manufacturer who didn't give a damn about packaging. But, you know, it's like these little things. But, I mean, when you think about it, it's a startup in India.
It's a startup, and they're doing a lot of fix-on-fail stuff, it seems.
Yeah, you know, it's, yeah, they, I mean, they can't,
well,
they don't
have
to. The...
They've built up so much hype, they have to put it out now.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, compared to a startup, say, in, you know, Silicon Valley, who by the time they're starting to ship, they've gotten these, you know, millions of dollars thrown into them, you know, in startup money and whatnot. These guys are kind of bootstrapping it. So for what they're trying to achieve with what they're doing, I mean, pretty much everyone who has gotten their hands on a working Notion Ink has said, this is friggin' brilliant. I love this. I just don't know what, now that Honeycomb's out, what now? You know, so
they've got the work cut out for them, but you know, I admire their strategy. Let's just do it and fix shit as it breaks.
And their fanboys are starting to annoy me.
Well, fanboys of any kind annoy anyone.
But I just wanted to go on record admitting I was half wrong. Half to mostly wrong. We'll know in the next few months.
Half to mostly wrong.
You can't be half wrong.
You're either forecaster now.
Okay, look. Did the Notion Ink Atom come out? Yes, it did. When it works, is it brilliant? As brilliant as it said, yes, it is. In fact, people have already started porting some of the apps from Notion Ink to other Android devices because they were brilliantly done. So it wasn't a complete dead end. But, you know, it's just they seem to be having growing pains as a startup. And perhaps better than any other company, I should follow my rule and wait for second generation or third. You know, if they survive.
Don't break the rule.
I just hope they don't pull a Juju, you know?
Well, I believe I'm going to jump out on a limb and say they won't pull a Juju. Because that would be awfully hard. Like, I think you have to try to fail that hard.
I want to see what second generation dating sites look like, especially when they don't have to farm profile pictures off of Facebook.
Oh man. I got such a laugh out of reading that article. Like, how desperate are you to make a dating site?
I mean, I don't have time to wait
for users.
It's no secret that most dating sites start off with like a generic pool of users that, you know, they're really just, you know, models that have been paid to be able to use their profile pictures and shit like that. But really,
yeah, their first 80 profiles are actually the programmers. You get to pretend they're hot chicks.
Right.
It's an ego boost. It's how they pay them.
That's kind of depressing.
Well, you know, there was... I don't know why when I first heard this story, I didn't read it off, you know, Giz or Ars or any of those places. And when I first heard it, for some reason, I was under the impression, I'm trying to track down the article I read it from, I was under the impression that these guys were also, like, you know, they were doing this, but they were also trying to make a point about Facebook. And I don't know where I got that idea from. So at first, I just thought it was like, haha, they just, you know, whatever the hell they were trying to prove, that, you know, Facebook info isn't secure, that you can be used or whatnot. But
obvious
now reading
is
all this,
obvious.
This is ridiculous. You know, it's brilliant. I'll give them that.
Well,
really, but what's the point? Like, okay, so say they wanted to do it to show that Facebook has privacy weaknesses. Like, is that necessary? Probably not.
Well, it's not like it's not new news, more or less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, if I see Gonzo's face on a dating site, I still will be skeptical. I won't know if it's a real him or not.
You're gonna PM him anyway. We know that.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the thing. That would be cooler though if they like stole my profile and then put it on there, and then when someone messaged it, like I got the message. Like, I could have fun with that.
I mean, who here hasn't, you know, gone to, I don't know, a porn site? And you know those ads for, like, the dating sites, and then seen a face that you're pretty sure you've seen before? Realize it's
like, well, they always have, like, the same, like, four or five faces.
Yeah.
No matter what the site is.
Yeah, well, a lot of them, they aggregate these things, and they'll just have them with locations based on your location.
Exactly. So
I always crack up at those, because they always show these tiny hick towns, and I'm like, I know that person does not live in Hinesville. There's only 400 people in that town, and I doubt they have an internet connection.
Yeah. No, I mean, I once saw my old supervisor while I was an undergrad. Her MySpace profile pic. But at the time, it was my first time coming across those, so I didn't know that that's what they were doing, and I just thought, wow, this is going to be awkward. But, you know, I figured it out eventually, and I didn't bring it up.
It's not as if your profile picture was taken and turned into a really, really bad meme on the internet.
You know, like, I saw that story, and I'm just, once again, I'm just like, why are you making a big deal about it? Like, people will forget. It's not like you were a cool meme, like yeah. Techno Viking or something,
yeah.
Or Angry Beard Man. You were just some guy that someone put pictures on and meme, or some chick put words on meme generator. It's not that cool.
Yeah, and I was reading them. I was like, this isn't even. I mean, shouldn't memes be either addictive, funny, or both? And these are just lame.
It did not meet my criteria for a meme.
I think the guy was just pissed off that he wasn't a cool meme, that he was a lame meme.
Yeah, he didn't even reach like OU status.
You know what? If I were him, I would try and use that to come up with really actually good memes and like, just start flooding it myself. Own it.
One thing is, I looked at the picture. I'm like, this guy, he looks kind of like a pussy. And then his mom writes into Google forums, can you remove this offending image? I'm like, and you got your mom to do it? You just secured my mental image of you.
Well, I'm missing something important here.
I mean, he looks like he's in high school.
Are you oblivious to this, Vito? Do you not know what we're talking about?
No, I'm lost.
Okay, well, it turns out, this girl, I guess, her boyfriend broke up with her, so she took his picture, put it on meme generator, and and ran it through, a couple hundred times with different phrases and stuff, so it garnered enough attention. So, it was more of a lolcats with his picture on there.
But I think what happened, she must have told him because nobody figured it out. She must have told him, because who's going to search the guy's name on Google Images that often?
Well, some douchebags search their own names.
Yeah, and I guess his name, it ended up flooding Google Images, so whenever you searched his name, all his same picture with all of the meme versions of it came up.
They aren't even that funny.
Still, who searches for that guy? He was a one-man meme. Only one person played into the meme, and that's his ex-girlfriend, so that makes her just as lame as him for crying about it.
Oh, they're both totally lame.
Well, they're both underage, too.
So, let them duke it out.
I blame Gawker. I mean, you know, and other sites like that who made a big deal of it. Now other people, of course, now they're not the only two people searching it. Because other people are like, really? And they check. No, I did once just to be like, it
aside
really
from
doesn't
us,
look that bad.
The internet already forgot. So I'm going to tweet it right now so the internet re-remembers, and then maybe his mom will come fight with me.
But I mean, it's like the lady who fell into the fountain. Like, people would have forgotten about her, but then she had to go on fucking TV news and be like, oh my god, I'm so embarrassed and shit. No one would have known who you are if you hadn't said anything.
Oh, did you guys hear about her legal troubles?
Yeah.
Legal troubles she could have avoided if she hadn't gone on TV to act like an idiot.
Because she already, she had stolen her coworkers' credit cards and made purchases on them. She has a hit and run violation. A few cases of theft on her record. This is not your a person that wants to be garnering attention to herself.
Look, Gonzo's pro tip right here. If you become famous on the internet, don't come out and say like, ooh, look at me, if you're already anonymous. It's only going to bring more trouble to you.
Pretty much. Yeah. The easiest thing to do is just roll with it. Just laugh it off.
Indeed.
Thank goodness she didn't have a cat with her in that fountain.
Oh, God.
Because then this would not end.
Nope.
This would not end well for... Well, it's not ending well for her, but you know.
Speaking of...
If she hadn't had these legal problems.
On the topic of memes that are becoming... that are garnering attention, Google caught Bing copying its search results.
Negro, please.
Oh, God. So, and pretty much Microsoft just said, who gives
how many
a shit?
Times are the words
the
that they use that they caught them, you know, copying search results for? How many times were those words searched a day? I'm sure if Microsoft didn't have a cached search for that word, they're like, crap, let's use Google. Any word that we don't have anything for, just use Google.
Yeah.
These are obscure medical terms that no one cares about. The only person searching them is an intern who forgot what it was while he was, you know, trying to figure something out in the hospital.
Trying to do open heart surgery. And
exactly.
You're like, oh, I better use Bing.
Here's the thing. I mean, let's be fair about this. How Google came up, how it ranked its searches and whatnot was how many things are linked to each other, like the cross-connection between stuff. So Google itself rose on the backs of other search engines because they represent the best index of how good things are. Any modern search engine today that doesn't tap into others, well, isn't doing its job properly. I mean, yes, Google is doing a good job of indexing everything. That's what it wants to do, and they all are. But any modern, search engine that doesn't at the very least dig into other stuff or that doesn't even cross paths with Google, considering how much of the web its crawlers have, you know, isn't doing its job. And to me, I just saw that and I was like, so? I mean, Google's a source too. You know, it's just...
Well, I find it funny that Google went to the lengths of planting this. Like, they actually organized this to catch Bing. It's not like,
it's an act of desperation. Have you seen how much market share that Bing's been taking at the expense of Google?
I believe Google's market share is down to 68%.
Yeah, they're already, you know, on one side they're fighting against Baidu, on the other side Bing is just quietly just growing and, you know, eating. That's the first time. I mean, Google was being specifically petty. I mean, it really wasn't a big deal. Like, you know, it just got blown out of proportion. And of course, it was worth it for the slap fight that ensued.
Yeah, the back and forth on Twitter.
That was worth it. But beyond that, I just thought when it came out, I was like, and I always assumed, just like, I mean, I always assumed Google, if it still ranks things the way it did, and if it still indexes everything, I always assumed Google already tapped into every other search engine out there as it did its deed. I mean, I found things from Wolfram Alpha on Google. And so, but you don't hear Wolfram Alpha complaining about it. So it's, to me, Google needs to stop being a baby and focus on Apple right now.
Have you guys heard of, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, Bleco search engine?
Yeah. Damn, it's growing fast.
I believe it hit 30 million searches for the last month. For a startup, it's doing pretty good. And I guess the whole point of it is it uses sort of slash tags to filter results and to get rid of all the stuff on Google that you would find after page one or page two. Completely removes all that, so everything you search for is more or less relevant to what you're searching.
Yeah. When we had Tyler on here doing his review on a Windows Phone 7, we brought up the search engines. You know, I think we talked about Cool too, and all that. And yeah, and back then I said, you know, Bleco is, I'm intrigued. I'm cautiously optimistic and intrigued by it. It looks good. The question is, can it grow? Can it garner enough real attention to expand? I mean, the time when, you know, the likes of Google and, you know, Yahoo grew, the competition, the landscape was very different. You know, there was no true power. Search engines didn't own the web. I mean, there were powerful search engines, but they didn't own the web when, you know, Google came up. But now Google practically owns it, and it has to contend with Bing. So it's one of those that as it's getting better and as it's growing, and, you know, I try to use it every once in a while, I feel, I hope this survives. I hope it doesn't just get bought out by Google or, you know, some other company.
Well, I haven't really heard much of it, but from what you guys said, it sounds like a novel concept.
It is pretty intriguing, and they actually do go to extreme lengths to ban certain, you know, like content farms, like what was it, eHow or whatever it's called, and
About.com.
Yeah, pretty much shit that is just there to take up space with useless information. They completely ban those spam sites, stuff like that.
See, that's interesting, because I actually knew a guy who would make sites like that where all they do is they link questions on top, like a certain topic. They'll just make a bunch of questions on that page. It'll be full of ads, and it'll link to Amazon or something like that.
Yep.
For like certain things, and he makes a little bit of money for each click, and for each purchase through Amazon, he has an associate account or whatever. And that was just a secondary source of income, which I think is scamming, and it doesn't cost the buyer anymore. It just costs Amazon, because that person could have found it on Amazon. But
no, in January they got over 30 million searches, and more than 110 slash tags have been created since launch. That's what they say. So they're doing pretty well. They're holding their own ground. So we'll see how it goes.
That's something to keep my eye on. I'm interested in that now. Thank you.
You are most welcome, and I'll add this to the topic list, of course.
Okay, let me say one thing. I just did a quick test of Blecko, Google, and Bing. I searched my name. Full name, Agrippa, Chidi Agrippa Ikoku. And Blecko came up with 4 responses. Right on point. My personal site, my LinkedIn, and for some reason, some Facebook group that I left a long time ago. But I guess there's a comment by me still there. You know, then, you know, I did the same search on Google, and Google came up with thousands. But the relevant stuff was about 98, and some of them are all over the place. Just, you know, old blogs I've written. I mean, just random stuff, but funny enough, at the very top it has my LinkedIn, which is good, but it doesn't have my personal website until you get to about the second page of Google. Then I did the same thing on Bing, and Bing came up with exactly the same results as Blecko.
You know what's
except in a different order.
You know what's interesting? I just typed in KEVL, and it comes up with Kevlar as the first autofill. After that, it says /gadgets/tech/DIY.
Was this Blecko?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, I mean, it must be nice.
Kevlar. It's not Kevlar Menace, and every time, I think everywhere uses the two words together, with the exception of Gizmodo. But well, and then you click on one of them, and it has absolutely nothing to do with me.
I typed in Stephen Callis, and the first result it gave me was adultfriendfinder.com. So,
yeah,
Stephen Callis.
Now this is I'm really impressed with this. I mean, Google gave me way more responses, but Blecko and Bing gave me the most relevant stuff.
I think like Blecko also piggybacks on Bing, doesn't it? Like, if it doesn't include it in the Blecko repository, it switches to Bing.
Yeah, it's that, and isn't that kind of what I was saying about Google too? Every modern search engine does that. You know, it has to. Like, why ignore resources just because it's not within your ecosystem?
Well, for all our listeners out there, you could give it a shot at blekko.com.
So, just want to point it out that none of the search engines have anything for me. Love it.
Because you're like anti-internet, anti-everything. Get your eye.
I am. I really am.
It's okay. They'll find you sooner or later.
I hate everything based around technology. Digital, everything can kiss my ass.
I just blecoed veto number 9 and I came up with a bunch of stuff. Gawker.
You already made it into a verb? Really?
You got vetoed.
Twitter. There's some good stuff. Apparently there's a Zachary Veto, age 9. I don't know who that is, but it's random and Vito restaurant. But, you know, then eventually gets back to, like, you know, Gizmodo, Noisecast, all that stuff.
Yeah, if I do it on Bing, it comes up. If I do Vito number 9, comes up your name on Twitter as first result.
Yeah, I'm at my real name. My real name doesn't come up with a fucking thing. It comes up with lawyers and some Baptist preacher out in the middle of nowhere, which definitely
Baptist
is me.
Preacher.
Well, luckily, unless your name is Stephen Callis, real names mean nothing here.
That's true.
First thing for the Noisecast is the Bing result for the Noisecast.com.
Excellent.
Except for, I don't know what Kaganoff.com is, but that's what Blecko is telling us.
What? Well,
Mandelbrot releases, I don't know what the fuck this is.
Who snorted? That was awesome.
So for some reason, the Noisecast has something to do with
a Mandelbrot set.
Luis Hernandez music. I don't know.
I just used Bing to search for the Noisecast, and the first thing that came up is an IMDb IMDb movie thing for Feel the Noise, which I think was a really bad movie.
I was going to say, there's a Noise Cast movie, and I don't know about it yet.
No, there's Feel the Noise, and it got 2.2 out of 10 stars. Oh, he wants to be a rapper. A young man from South Bronx dreams of making it as a rapper until running with local thugs forces him to hide in Puerto Rico with a father he never knew. That sounds like my life story.
On Google, apparently the noisecast.com is worth $30.48.
Oh, really? Wow.
According to the website worthchecker.com.
That is libel. We should we should sue them. We're worth way more than that. Don't listen to them. These lies.
Yeah, I think they're lies. The decimal points out there, definitely.
Switching gears to video and TV. Two big stories was, first of all, the guy who put porn in the Super Bowl last year was finally caught. He didn't know.
No, it was 2009. It wasn't last year's Super Bowl. It was the Super Bowl before that.
The Cardinals Super Bowl. Which one was that?
That was 2009, wasn't it?
Was it? Last year was... Oh, yeah, last year was the Saints. So, yeah, 2 years ago, the Cardinals. But if you lived in the Tucson area... around the, I guess, 4 minute mark of the Super Bowl, when the Cardinals scored a touchdown. Right after that, you got about a good 30 second infusion of a floppy
of a guy
penis. A penis
waving
flopping
his,
around on your screen.
He was waving it around, man.
Till the feed switched back to the Super Bowl. And it took them until now to figure out that it was a guy from Cox Networks who.
Cox.
I mean, the jokes for that write themselves.
Yeah. Supervisor
doesn't mean we're
Cox
not
going to
use them.
Somehow managed to port over the feed to Comcast users in the Tucson area of a flopping penis.
That's kind of impressive, actually.
So he got busted.
Somebody,
I thought we had forgotten about.
Give
that
man
really.
Some applause. Buy him a beer, something.
He had his trophies on.
Why are you mad, though?
I'm surprised it took him this long to find the guy.
Like, couldn't they just track down, like, the people that are working that day and been like, hey.
Backtracing is a hard thing to do.
There's only so many people working there.
But, and the other thing that happened in the video world was some guy leaked a 90s video featuring Kate Couric and Brian Gumbel going, what is the internet? What is this? What is that app thing? How do you pronounce it?
And then if you actually watch the screen, it's not the A with a circle, like the typical at. It's an A, like a lowercase a within a separate circle, kind of like the copyright symbol.
Yeah, it was.
It was weird. It was embarrassing.
Why was this such a big deal? The guy was fired for leaking this video.
I don't know.
No sense of humor.
It was just being a dick.
Plain and simple. Fucking butthurt bandits. They have absolutely no reason to be upset about it, but they're upset about it anyway. It's just fucking stupid. Whatever.
I'm more concerned. I think Katie Couric should be fired for that awful haircut she has. Like,
are we really
going to
start critiquing haircuts?
Yes.
Really? Okay. Just making sure I'm clarifying that we are now the haircut cast.
Yeah, I can mock that shit.
But can you imagine all the shit that's on Found Footage Fest? I mean, none of that stuff has gotten any legal action or whatnot from NBC or whoever. I mean, the video dating service, you guys seen that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, come on. If I was in that video service, if I was a guy with the rose, I'd be suing the hell out of everybody.
They should just let it go, because, I mean, it's funny. It's one of those things that's on the internet, it's funny for like 5 minutes, and then it's gone.
Until you keep bringing it up.
Well, they brought it up, so I'm gonna drag it into the ground.
No, that's what I mean, until they bring it up again, and they throw a fit.
Yeah, if they had just left it alone, it would have been gone after a couple of days. Everybody thinks that if something gets put on the internet, it's immediately going to go viral, but it doesn't most of the time, it doesn't blow up until somebody makes a big deal about it. It just kind of sits there and vanishes like 2 days later.
It's not like you bragged about robbing a casino on the internet.
Casino?
A casino?
What is
casino?
Casino. George Clooney and Brad Pitt never pronounced it like that.
We pronounce it casino over here.
It's a we.
Chicago.
Well, where's here? Oh, Chicago.
No. Casino. No, they don't.
Man, I was in Illinois. They call it a boat on a river full of drunk asses.
Oh, the river
boat. Dude, riverboat casinos are badass.
No, they are horrible. They are like awesome. Pits of despair. You go in there and there's people just trying to lose money. Like, this is my social security check. I'm trying to double it. Oh, I'm broke.
It doesn't have to be a riverboat casino for that to happen. Trust me. No. I've been to enough Indian casinos to know that the people in there...
Yeah, it's true. Pretty much any casino that's not in Vegas, I found, has a very depressing... Even some of the ones in Vegas, but mainly the ones on the Strip are not depressing like that.
Well, you know, I used to go to the one by my house before I moved, and you would just go in there, and it was in Oklahoma. But there were never any people from Oklahoma there. Like, it was always people from Arkansas. And it was the most depressed, like, I was playing video poker next to this guy, and he was, like, tweaking meth and shit, and had, like, $40 or $50 in a video poker machine. And I was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? You're not going to win any money. It's just depressing.
Yeah, that's why I don't like those.
Well, I'm amazed that this guy was actually able to walk into the Bellagio with a pistol and a motorcycle helmet, steal 1.5 million chips, and get away with it. I mean, it's not like some really shitty low quality casino. This is a Bellagio where you do shit like that and you get killed. Or so that happens in the movies.
Yeah, Vegas theoretically isn't run by the mob anymore.
And it's kind of unfortunate. It should still be.
Well, Vegas is now run by the Gaming Commission and the police, which are owned by the mob.
Okay.
So mob by
proxy. Yeah, close enough.
Yeah, by proxy.
And he tried to sell $25,000 worth of chips on the internet. Why would you buy casino chips online? Like, Vegas it just pops. Seems like a shady idea.
Man, don't question why people do things online. There's always a reason. It's always stupidity.
Yeah, you call them Vegas pogs.
Pogs.
I think it's also because you could cash those chips in at any bank in Vegas. It's like using actual currency. Go into your local Bank of America in Vegas and with a bag full of chips and they'll accept it.
So. I guess, but I thought it was common knowledge that the casinos keep track of their chips.
Well, yeah,
and they know which ones aren't there.
I'm not saying that this guy was smart for doing it. He's an absolute moron. I mean, you go, you rob a casino, and and they're obviously going to be looking at eBay to see if this moron is going to be if 25,000 worth of casino chips in the Bellagio pop up on eBay the next day. Yeah, red flags everywhere.
I don't know. Like, why is there still crime? Because apparently this guy is a total moron, and he looks like the average criminal. His mugshot looks pretty normal for the ones that I look at on a daily basis. How are you so retarded?
Do you browse mugshots?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Familywatchdog.us.
I read all the arrest reports we get in to write stories about, and I look at their mugshots online.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
I go to Chicago Breaking News about every couple of weeks because on the very front page there's mugs in the news, and you get to see the last 200 mugshots from the Chicagoland area and what they did and stuff.
I always look for my friends and then I laugh at them when I see them again.
I didn't know that pimping was actually the actual word that you could get charged with.
Yeah, you could get charged with being a pimp.
They'd have some technical term, you know, like, you know, I don't know, whatever the hell it is.
Female flesh entrepreneurship.
You're a whoremonger. You've been charged with whoremongering.
But it's funny, some of these prostitutes are just absolutely horrendous. I mean, but every so often you get a good one in there. And then sometimes you look at the pictures and you're like, yeah, he definitely was using a controlled substance.
Oh, I like playing the game, What'd That Bitch Do? And then you look at their mugshot and you try and guess the crime. And then you scroll down and look and see if you were right. I do that all the time.
That actually sounds kind of entertaining.
It's pretty fun. Afternoon. You get drunk with some buddies and you're like, let's play What'd That Bitch Do?
Charges, official misconduct and sexual misconduct with a person with a disability. Oh, God. That's right.
Hey, it happened.
Yep. And this guy is like 60 years old.
What kind of disability? Do I want to know what kind of disability?
Well, let me see if there's a story that goes with this.
There is a story up here about a teacher's aide who apparently had an inappropriate relationship with a 17-year-old mentally retarded student of hers. And I don't... This problem when I read the story was that I wanted to know exactly what level of mental handicap that the child has, because apparently in the story he said that he received a roadhead from this lady while he was driving. So he's operating a vehicle. He can't be that slow.
To be fair, in order to operate a vehicle in the States these days, you just need to not be in a coma.
That's seriously not true. Nope. Drive around New Jersey sometime.
Oh, this guy was a psychologist. This guy was a psychologist who manipulated and misleading a female patient to perform sex acts in exchange for her release from the facility. Then gave her money to keep her quiet.
Wow.
See,
that's not even the
mental retardation thing. That's just
bad ethics
on part of the physician. That's just fucking stupidity.
Basically, if you want to bone somebody, you shouldn't have to trick them into it. It's all wrong.
You should never trick them much. Because, you know, sometimes you have to look a little cooler than you really are. You know?
Okay, that's different than using your power on somebody.
That's not trickery. That's, I don't know. I don't even know what that is. Extortion?
I think we should just move on. This is not getting any better.
Yes. From the news of the desk of Captain Obvious, we have that people like to use other people's Wi-Fi for free, but don't like it when people use their Wi-Fi.
That's me.
That was a newsworthy study.
Oh, that was probably like some 10-year scientific study, isn't it? They always do that crap.
I don't know how boring that would have been in the first year, that 10 years about research study about Wi-Fi.
Next up, snow is cold, water is wet. Fuck.
Sometimes I think our tech was a 10-year study.
They did it apparently December of 2010.
I really love the studies they do on, on diets when they talk about, like a 10-year study of people eating more than they should if they gain weight. And after 10 years and millions of dollars, they confirm that, yes, people do in fact gain weight when they eat too much.
Unbelievable.
You know what else is really weird? When I put too much water in a cup, it gets my hand wet.
Damn.
It's not a fucking secret.
You just blew my mind, man.
I think we need to commission some money and start some scientific research on this to see if it happens every time.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We should probably find... I mean, I don't know. I guess we've all come to terms with tobacco. There's got to be some other industry out there that we can just start a scientific...
Do not touch alcohol.
Speaking of tobacco...
If you mess with that, I will punch you.
New York is banning smoking in outdoor parks and beaches, isn't it?
You know the murder rate's going to increase in New York, right?
I read that
outdoor parks and beaches.
Yeah, I read that in the Financial Times overseas. It said that they're doing a ban outdoor parks, like Central Park and stuff, and beaches. They're curbing smoking there.
I could see it in certain areas, like on like the streets are really busy. busy in like downtown New York, whatever, and you don't want people smoking there. I could see that, but parks doesn't make any sense. I mean, you don't have people crammed right up against you in a park or on a beach. Well, you do.
I can understand if their reasoning is to reduce the amount of litter because smokers are generally inconsiderate bastards and they just flick their cigarette butts. But
yeah,
if it's
that is annoying.
Like a health concern kind of thing, that doesn't really ring true. I mean, you fucking take two steps away and you're fine.
Yeah, well, consider that. Let's say I, for example, you know, or anyone else who lives in New York City or any congested city, even without smokers, our lungs are still heavily contaminated by a lot of the shit that, you know, cars emit. I mean, we live in a place that's pumping exhaust fumes 24/7.
But see, they're never gonna be able to change that. So they're gonna make themselves feel better by, you know, getting rid of smoking.
Let me tell you what's gonna happen. Look,
okay,
Grandpa. Everyone knows the murder rate always increases when it's hot. Things are about to get a lot hotter in New York, and then people are gonna be in a bad mood because they haven't had a good smoke, and they're just gonna be like, you know what, fuck it, it's hot and I can't smoke. And
I'm gonna kill somebody.
Yeah, just
and
you know
then
what?
Then we get to play. What did that bitch do?
I was gonna be quiet. I was gonna go, you know, eat lunch or go home or go to church. But instead, I'm just gonna kill someone. I mean, I'm not sure that's exactly how the thought process functions. But yeah, I mean, I don't smoke, but even I know. I've seen people try to quit, and that's, come on. I mean, it's already at this point where, like, I've always been one of those who do feel that a lot of smokers do tend to be inconsiderate, and I hate secondhand smoke. It annoys me, but, you know, at some point, I mean, I would never try to, you know, it's a poison that you're willingly, knowingly putting in your system. It's your choice. And then, you know, as you limit it from certain areas to be considerate, that makes perfect sense. But when you start getting into, you know, open parks, outdoor, you know what? You can't even smoke in your bedroom anymore. You know, like,
I can. I'm doing it right now.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, you know, at what point do they start doing things like that where they're like, you know, now smoking is completely illegal, you know?
Well, see, in California, they banned it in your vehicle if you have a minor in the vehicle. That makes sense.
That makes perfect sense.
I mean, no one threw a fit about that because anyone who would have pretty much just been punched in the mouth. But the thing that they do allow is the sharing of AC vents between multiple apartment units. But like, you can have a non-smoking tenant next door to a smoking tenant, and you get that smell.
Ah, that's annoying.
It is.
Oh well.
Didn't they also ban Happy Meals? California's argument
no,
is
no, that
void.
Was San Francisco.
No, they lifted that.
Okay, San Francisco is the California of California. Like, California is to the U.S. as San Francisco is to whatever. No, I'm horrible at those
get
things,
what
you but
you
get it.
Yeah.
They're the dumbasses of dumbass.
If there's a dumbass award, they win the prize, is that what you're saying?
Yes, fell off the podium on the way up there, too.
It's sort of unfortunate that Standish isn't on here to give his rebuttal, because he's a local San Franciscoan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who cares?
I don't even think he listens to this, Standish. I can say anything I want about Standish on here, then.
Yep.
Standish with your comb.
In fact, let's
hair.
Make this a test. Let's see if no one mentioned that we're talking about Standish, and see,
nope, sorry, it's going on.
It's fucking Bieber, dude, and his hatred of Happy Meals.
Oh, Happy Meals! I wish I could still eat Happy Meals.
Why can't you?
Happy.
Why, yeah.
Dude, I still fucking eat Happy Meals. Every time they have Star Wars toys, I go and fucking order like 3 Happy Meals. One is for my kid. You can't see it, but you're getting finger quotes here, and the other two are from my fat ass.
Yeah, I was gonna
be
like, yeah,
I
don't think
if I went
one
to McDonald's by myself and ordered a Happy Meal.
You think they'd ID you? They card you?
I don't
know.
Sir, you do not look
6'4" fat
younger.
Ginger walked into McDonald's and be like, I just want a Happy Meal. I think that would raise some eyebrows.
No, they'd be like, sir, you are not 12. Like, well, okay, you want to go see me play in the ball pit? Come on. Then we get the security video of Gonzo throwing kids around in the ball pit.
A little kid bouncing off of the plastic walls of the ball pit.
Don't walk away from me, little kid!
Gonzo, that's when you go and you buy more than you actually want or need, and you go with a list so it looks like you're shopping for other people. I'm not saying that I've ever done this. I'm just saying it could be done.
Oh, no, you've
see,
done it.
Then,
don't deny it.
Then you get back to your house with your mountain of food, and you realize how terribly alone you are.
That's like when you're at the grocery store and you see the one lady with, like, 10 TV dinners in her shopping cart.
And a bottle of wine.
A bottle of wine or a box of wine.
I wouldn't know how that feels, Vito, but I can imagine that would possibly be what it felt like after.
No, it's like when I went to the grocery store and I bought bread and I walked past the macaroni and cheese and they had like the little SpongeBob macaroni and cheese and it looked really good. So I got a loaf of bread and two boxes of SpongeBob macaroni and cheese. And I was like, oh, do you have a kid? And I was like, sure. It's totally not for me.
That's a macaroni. Back the fuck up.
Don't talk to me. You don't know me. Just say hello. Did you enjoy your shopping?
Is, I always get the same checkout person when I'm there, so now I just keep buying macaroni and cheese because it's good.
I always go straight to the self checkout lanes whenever I buy.
They don't have one here. At this store. They have one at the Walmart that I do my big grocery shopping at, but they don't have one at the local Publix or whatever.
Yeah, whenever I buy questionable items that may or may not affect my image.
When you go in and you buy a pineapple and some condoms, you use the self checkout
and some baby wipes, the thick ones, yes.
You know, I remember this. I stopped going to a Subway a while ago. Well, mainly because I didn't want to be spending the money anymore, but also because. I got there one particular day, and the lady who's always there, as I was waiting in line, started preparing what I always. I didn't even realize I order the same thing every time. So there I am at the checkout, about to pay for it, and I'm talking to this lady next to me. I'd seen her on campus at some point, and as I'm talking, the lady pulls out three cookies. Apparently, I always get three cookies, and I'm like,
I thought you were gonna say chicken and waffles.
No. No.
Oh, dude, chicken and waffles are awesome. Don't be hating.
I'm like my fat ass, foot long, three cookies, everything. Those days are over.
Oh, boy.
Agrippa's like a black Cartman.
Except for the better attitude, I hope. And I like Jews.
Is that with the footlong, or is that a separate nut?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, well, we haven't had a going to iTunes hell joke in a while, but I think that pretty much seals it. We're going to actual hell now.
I was about to say, I think it's that time.
Well, we've drifted away from everything resembling what we tried to do.
We haven't spoken anything tech related in like 15 minutes.
Fuck it.
See, that's what the random lists and lulls, that's what that means. Okay. Yes. We talk about whatever the fuck we want, and this is our show.
This officially makes us on the FCC syndication blacklist.
Oh, I'm sure there's worse out there.
There's always somebody worse.
On that positive note, I think our time is just about up. Any last comments or remarks before we wrap up today?
I'm good.
You saying that you dug your grave deep enough?
I'm saying that I'm right now crafting my apology letter to the Jewish community. All right, so I'll be posting it on the blog shortly.
Rabbi Finkelstein is stroking his beard right now.
Like underboob, Orphic. I apologize.
Wait, underboob Jewish?
Yeah.
Yes.
You didn't know that?
Oh, you're the worst creeper ever. Yeah, ponies.
Yeah, do your homework.
Well, it's pretty obvious ponies is.
What is that supposed to mean, Vito?
You know exactly what the fuck it's supposed to mean. He's got the big Jewish nose. He's got the Jew fro going on. He's got the he looks like the stereotypical Jew.
Maybe you should be drafting the apology.
With Star Wars sleeves?
I think you and a group of both should be writing that apology letter.
And you know what? I think we need to counterbalance this. Does anyone have anything to say about blacks, Asians, anyone? Because this is I'm a little uncomfortable right now.
You know
what?
I don't think we should do that. I think we should go ahead and stick with the current X rating. Maybe
we should wrap this up as fast as possible.
Yes.
Before it escalates.
Before anything else comes out.
That really escalated quickly.
No.
Trident.
Our most sincere apologies on behalf of everyone on this podcast.
Yes, definitely. We's just playing.
Oh, God. Well, it is time to wrap things up, and you can catch us again next time. We promise this time. Next time, same time, same place, next week. Visit us at thenoisecast.com, where you actually can find regular updates on our blog with articles posted by Noisecast members. And you can hit us up at Twitter, twitter.com/noisecast. And now we also have an official email address, which I don't remember off the top of my head.
Noisecast@thenoisecast.com.
There we go. Simple and straightforward. So, if you have any questions, comments, or feedback, hit us up there or use the contact form on our website or send us a mention on Twitter. Tonight, we had Agrippa.
Thank you, everybody.
Who is also apologizing silently. Gonzo Ryder.
I have no apologies.
Kaiser Macken.
I regret nothing.
Be sure to visit doodleofboredom.com for his latest and greatest work of art. Kevlar Menace.
You mad?
And the man who took the joke too far, Vito number 9.
One joke over the line.
Alienating the users one race at a time.
And of course, unfortunately, I am Stephen Callis.
Unfortunate.
That is pretty unfortunate. I'd hate to be that guy.
You guy sucks ass.
your local self-hating noisecast person. But thank you for tuning in, and we will see you again, or you will listen to us again next time, next week.
Have a happy Super Bowl 2012. Because this one ain't
you
happening.
Will. You have no choice.
You will.
Look, I might insult people, but I don't fucking tell them what to do.
Yes, you do.
Okay,
no, I don't. I just tell them that what they're doing is fucking stupid.
And your way is the better way to do it. And it must be followed from henceforth. That's reasonable.
This is totally not helping your apology.
I'm not apologizing for shit.
I've done nothing wrong.
When did I say I was going to apologize?
Oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Noisecast. Can't hold
Can't hold on to the thrill, so I hope you find